We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Chala. We begin Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph. Now, we learned earlier in our Masechet that if you have two portions of dough and each portion is too small to be subject to the obligation of Afrashat Chala, but if you are to combine both of them, then they would be large enough. So under certain circumstances, we can combine them into one single dough that will be obligated in challah. And we learned that according to Chachamim, how do you do that? The two doughs have to actually stick to each other so firmly that some of one dough would remain attached to the other if they were to be pulled apart. Then, if you do that, they're considered combined. That's according to Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer held in Perek Bet Mishnah Dalet, that if the two doughs are just placed touching each other in one basket, even if they're not firmly stuck to each other, they are also considered combined. So now in our Mishnah here, we're going to learn other conditions that have to be met for the combined dough to be subject to the obligation of Afrashat Chala. Shete Nashim She'asu Shene Kabin. If two women made two doughs, each one was one kav. So that means each dough did not contain the minimum amount of flour that is subject to challah. Each one made one kav. V'nagu ze bazeh. And the two doughs touched each other, and then forming a combined dough that is large enough for the obligation. Afilu hem mimin echad, peturim. The halacha is that even if the two doughs were made from the same kind of flour, they're still exempt from the obligation of challah. Because combined doughs of two different people are not considered, they cannot be viewed as one single dough. Ubizman shehem shel isha achat, but if the two doughs belong to one woman, so then the halacha is min bemino chayav. If one kind of dough is joined with another one of its own kind, for example, if both doughs are made of wheat flour, so then we say the combination is subject to challah. But fishelo bemino patur, if one kind of dough is joined with another kind of dough, let's say wheat dough with barley dough, then the combined dough is still exempt from the obligation of afrashat challah. So now Mishnah Bet is sort of an explanation on what we just learned in Mishnah Aleph. Ezehu min bemino, which grains are similar enough to be looked at as the same kind, with its own kind, when you're combining two doughs. So what would be considered min bemino? Is it only wheat with wheat? Let's see. Hachitim enan mitstarfot im hakol, ela im hakus min. Wheat does not combine with any grain other than kusmin, spelt, which means wheat is not similar to barley, it's not similar to rye or oats, which are of the chameshet mine dagan, but wheat is not similar to them, and therefore that would be considered min b'she'eno mino. But wheat is similar to kusmin, to spelt, and therefore those two grains can be considered combined as one. Haseorim mitstarfot im hakol chutz min achitim. Barley, on the other hand, can be combined with every one of those grains except for wheat. Barley is similar to spelt, to rye, to oats, but is not similar to wheat. And therefore, if barley is combined with spelt or rye or oats, then it would be considered combined, not with wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, She'ar haminim mitstarefim ze im ze. The other kinds of grains, besides wheat and barley, what does that mean, the other kinds? The other one, the spelt, oats, and rye, they all combine one with the other. And then Bartenura says, the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.